Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to tell you about a fir tree which once stood deep in a remote Ukrainian forest. One loaded onto a large lorry and taken 2,000 kilometres south to Rome, to St. Peter's Square. There a crane lifted it into the position where it now stands proud. It's the story of this year's Vatican Christmas tree. In an effort to find out more about it, I went to the square to meet up with an architect from the technical department of the Vatican's governing body, the Governatorato. She's Barbara Bellano. But why don't you join us there? I'm speaking to Barbara Bellano, who is an architect. She works at the technical department of the governing body of the Holy See, the Governatorato. Barbara, we're standing in St. Peter's Square and there's a huge Christmas tree here. It's a tradition that goes back to John Paul II in 1982.
John Paul II decided to put here in St. Peter's Square symbols of Christmas, the Christmas tree and, of course, the Christmas crib.
What's special about this year's Christmas tree?
This huge Christmas tree coming from Ukraine, from Zakarpattia is the region exactly. It's 30 meters high. The weight is around 5 tons. It arrives here at the beginning of December, and now we are decorating with our traditional Christmas balls. As you can see, they are gold and silver balls. They are LED lights, so we pay attention to energy problems, and we have some Ukraine decoration this year.
They're all in yellow, aren't they? The papal colours.
Yeah.
This tree comes from the Ukraine. In the past years, it's come from other countries in Europe.
Yeah, every year we have different European countries. This is the first time that it comes from a former Soviet country. The other one came from Poland, from Germany, from Austria and from Czech Republic. The most part came from Italy, and even the highest was from Italy, because it was from Calabria. It was followed by a German one who was almost 32 meters high. The Italian one was around 35, 34.
It's almost as tall as the obelisk, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are other Christmas trees that come with this one, no?
We have 40 smaller Christmas cribs. We are decorating them inside the Vatican. Every year we are involved in the project of the Christmas tree and of the Christmas tree, of course. In September we get in touch with maybe with the embassy or with the sindaco, with the halls of the Italian country to organize everything. So it's a long project that begins at the end of summer.
And how long does the tree stay up here?
Till the beginning of February, February the 2nd, when we remove everything.
And warm thanks there go to architect Barbara Bellano from the technical department of the Vatican's governing body known as the Governatorato. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbury.